our first one up. Would you please welcome to the stage Elizabeth Ladd? So Elizabeth, why don't you come and get organized while I talk a little bit about her. Here she is, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Ladd is VP Business Development at Exigens. Exigens helps customers make better financial decisions through behavioral and AI analytics and machine learning technologies. Are you ready to go?
I'm so ready.
Okay, please welcome Elizabeth Ladd. Elizabeth.
Last night. Exigens is based in Montreal. I'm taking advantage of a thriving AI development community. We are focused in terms of providing a technology and solution as well as expertise in order to create influential banking solutions in your digital channels. Influence. Influence is like a plant leading towards the sun. It creates that positivity. Today, in terms of what has been talked about, the number of digital interactions that we're undertaking, how do you have influence with your customers? Why do we need influence? We went from the banking industry, which was a highly personalized industry, the ability to have over 75% conversion rate when somebody's in front of me. Humans to humans have influence. However, over time, we've reached out to greater, we have reached more people, yet we started to drop that influence by creating greater separation. And today, in our digital channels, we're reaching hundreds of thousands of individual clients with multiple different moments of interactions. However, we're less connected, we're less engaged, and we're much less committed. If I look across this room, raise your hand who has more than one account with another bank. Guilty, probably at least four, for various different reasons. However, the problem is, even with any bank or digital experience that I have today, from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I go to bed, 30,000 decisions. Okay, I'm a woman, I probably make 35,000. However, I'm highly distracted. In the element, even if relevant offers are coming to me in digital, the ability to understand, it's interesting, but I don't have time to do this, I'm moving on to something else, I just want to pay a bill, it seems complicated. That is the daily life of ongoing of our digital interactions. And how are you countering it? And most of these are cut and paste from your credit unions from today. We are spending billions of dollars in order to buy customer attention. And buying customer attention, where in reality, we have less attention than a goldfish. Are you still with me? You build beautiful journey maps. Your product teams are working hard. However, the reality is that a customer's journey looks like this. We stop, we start. What might take one person 1 week to make a decision, it might take another person a year. How do you stay connected and interacting with them? Because the reality today, even with all of the people that we're reaching, we're down to a less than 3% conversion rate, very low loyalty, even though our cost per touch is declining. But what if you could? What if you could, in the space of the time that it takes to blink your eyes, have access to all of the user interaction history, the ability to be able to determine the number of different kinds of transactions that they're making in order to look for the most relevant ability to have the next conversation? And it's the first thing we learned as children. We learned how to get a yes out of our parents. We understood over time what timing was, what the situation was, what context was, all the things so that you could finally get the yes to drive the car, the yes to go to your first dance. How to do this in digital? Well, we're focused in terms of building behavioral banking solutions in digital sales, digital adoption, and digital engagement. Engagement starts by creating that first relationship. It providing meaningful interactions, building trust. Building trust is basically saving me from a near-death experience. I've overpaid a particular amount. There's a history of that bill payment. Not 72, 73, I've written 700. My bank coming in terms of helping me and guiding me through that transaction. The ability to reward our interactions, to talk about it's great. Hey, I just cleared out the rest of my bills. That's about creating a digital moment. We support adoption of all of your digital services, by creating an element of commitment in that transaction. And finally, conversion and digital sales. By having those elements in place, I've built a relationship. Let's face it, 80% of sales is about building that relationship. It is the fundamental aspect of everything we do. I know I can ask my spouse for something because I've built a long-standing relationship. Very different than if I'm trying to convince somebody standing next to me at a bus stop. The ability to create a fluid process of navigation, reduce drop-off, and create highly personalized and contextual interactions has created tremendous results for our clients so far. We've seen a 25% increase in one area of just opening new accounts, with a 300% increase in the amount deposited compared to what they were doing in regular channels. Cross-sell and upsell, same kind of phenomenal results that we're seeing. Is our company gathering steam? So in the last 2 years since we've been deploying out these solutions, we've been nominated with our clients for numerous awards. 2019 is looking amazing. We actually just won the Optus Technology Award, which is the top technology award here from Montreal, nominated as one of the top three in the FinTech Awards by Bank Director, and also nominated as one of the top three FinTechs worldwide. The level of competition in there, raised and funded at over $200 million. I think as a company out of Montreal, and we're really taking a great place and being recognized for the work that we're doing with financial institutions. And also we'll be coming and the Gartner Cool Vendor 2019 Award. I'm so pleased to have been invited for us to participate in this show today. And if we also, there's a session with one of our customers, a credit union, that is going to be explaining what the impact has been of this technology. And it's a wonderful session, and I look forward to Emily's presentation. I want to thank you very much, and it was a wonderful pleasure to speak with you this morning.
We have time for I can ask a follow-up, which says right here in my script, it says, thanks, Elizabeth. Tell us a bit more about what Exigence is doing that is unique in the industry.
Well, I think for us, what's really unique is the combination of social science, psychology, technology, machine learning, all the way up to artificial intelligence. That ability to find that unique emotional moment to make a connection. It is happening across the board, and I'd say one of the first ones that's been interesting, if anyone has noticed on Netflix today, every time I look at an image, I've got a highly personalized picture, different than anybody else. So the industry is starting to deploy technology like this, and we need to be looking at that in the financial institutions in order to drive engagement and keep your customers.
Elizabeth is here with Exigence, and we're thrilled you can make it. Let's hear it again for Elizabeth. Thanks, Elizabeth.